Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great week, despite the fact that we are carrying over more terrible news about shootings, about mass death, mass death not only in Texas, though there are two incidents of mass death in Texas, not only in Chicago, where 25 people were shot, including an off-duty police officer. It's also in Serbia, where they had two mass shootings. And by the way, a lot of these cases have something in common, which the press is underplaying. And I don't know why they're underplaying it, but it's very, very obvious. There are common elements here, including part of what's going on in the former Yugoslavia outside Belgrade, a horrible case that has something directly in common with this shooting in Allen, Texas, at a shopping center. We will get to that. We will also get to, it's not a shooting, but it's just devastating. A new poll from ABC and Washington Post. No, it's not a Fox News poll. It's not a One America Network poll. It it has nothing to do with that. It's by the mainstream media, right? ABC News, Fox News, just devastating news for Joe Biden. And he's just announced his candidacy, and now he's at lower approval than ever before. And if you actually look at the numbers, it looks like you really need to use some imagination to figure out a way that this Joe Biden is going to win. What's so bizarre about this is that for weeks now, Democrats have all been saying, oh yeah, we want Trump to win the Republican nomination because it'll be so easy to beat Trump. But not according to this polling and some of the details about it. Some of it even suggesting that people think that Trump should be supported because he has better mental sharpness and is more physically fit than Joe Biden. And in fact, Trump has sent out a Truth Social about that. We will get to that as well. We'll also talk about the crisis regarding Iran, which is about 80% of the way there to getting the purified uranium that they need to create a nuclear weapon. The entire Biden policy on Iran is in a state of collapse. So is it going to be possible or necessary for Israel to actually act on its own against the Iran nuclear program? We'll be talking about that with Ilan Berman. And we'll also be talking about the legal consequences of the convictions of the Proud Boys, the entire persecution, as some people would see it, it is prosecution of the rioters who were part of what some people call an insurrection, what happened on January 6th. We'll be talking about where we go from there legally and where we go legally in terms of the budget ceiling. The debt ceiling that we're about to reach, which would lead to a default and an economic calamity, there is a new constitutional theory, which we'll also test out with law professor John Yu, frequent guest on this show, one of the leading conservative legal scholars in the country. 1-800-955-1776. First, on the question of this brand new poll, which politically, it's just an earthquake. It's reported in the Washington Post. It's a Washington Post ABC News survey. As he begins his campaign for re-election, President Joe Biden faces substantial and multiple challenges, according to a Washington Post ABC News survey. His overall approval ratings have slipped to a new low. More Americans than not doubt his mental acuity, and his support against leading Republican challengers is far shakier than at this point 4 years ago. Former President Donald Trump leads a still-forming field of candidates for the Republican nomination, receiving about twice as much support as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. But Trump carries his own baggage, too, with a majority saying he should face criminal charges in cases involving efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election, events leading to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob, and his handling of classified documents. Here's the amazing thing. Among those people who think that he should face criminal charges, a majority of them who happen to be Republican who think that Trump deserves to face criminal charges still want to vote for him. And that should tell people something about the idea that somehow Trump, because of a verdict that is coming up, and we will keep you in touch with that because it's going to the jury at some point soon. Trump is not going to be testifying in the E. Jean Carroll case in New York, but he is standing accused of rape. Would that derail his campaign? There's a Wall Street Journal piece about the only real basis for derailing the Trump campaign. We'll get to that Wall Street editorial, too. Biden's overall job approval rating stands at 36%. It's down from 42% in February of this year, and about the same as the previous low of 37% in a post-ABC poll conducted in early 2022. His disapproval now stands at 56%, including 47% who disapprove strongly. Now, the idea that there are 47% who disapprove strongly, don't you think it's going to be kind of tough for Joe Biden to get those people to support him? No matter who he's running against, whether he's running against Trump or DeSantis or Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or anybody. The numbers are stunning, too, because he stands at 26% approval, this is Joe Biden, among Americans under the age of 30. He won Americans under the age of 30 last time. That's part of what gave him his victory. He has 42% approval among non-white adults, another group that he won heavily last time. 41% among urban residents and 46% of those with no religious affiliation. Those with no religious affiliation, Joe Biden had like 60% of the vote last time. Not this time. Among independents who voted for Biden in 2020, 57% approve, while 30% disapprove. But those are people who voted for him last time. Among independents who voted for Trump, 96% disapprove. Biden inherited from Trump, they say in the Washington Post, an economy badly damaged by the coronavirus pandemic. But the public sees the former president as a better economic steward than the incumbent. In the poll, by a landslide vote of 54% to 36%, Americans say Trump did a better job handling the economy when he was president than Biden has done during his presidency so far. Biden would be 82 at the beginning of a second term and 86 at its end. Republicans have made clear that they will raise questions about his capacities. Trump and others do so regularly. And the president himself has said voters have every right to consider his age as they think about their 2024 choice. So what does Biden do at this point? And is it too late for a new Democratic contender to come to the fore? We will talk about that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedVed.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, it's no surprise, but basically he had kept the door open until today. President Trump declined to testify in the civil suit brought against him by columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says that Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in 1996. Carroll testified for several days. They had a whole passel of people who she had told about this rape at the time. And Trump has not attended the trial. He, of course, was in Ireland. He was in Scotland. He had other things on his mind, like his presidential campaign. The jury, however, watched a deposition Trump made in October where he vehemently denied Carroll's claims. He not only did that, he talked about why she wasn't attractive and why he wasn't attracted to her. And then he also turned around and said he wasn't attracted to her attorney either, whose name is Lisa Kaplan. And again, nobody suggested that he was attracted to the attorney of E. Jean Carroll. But in any event, he found her to be a disgrace and very unappealing, and let that be known. The jury watched the deposition Trump made in October, and the jury will likely start deliberating tomorrow after the closing arguments today. And meanwhile, they have confirmed that the 33-year-old suspect who killed at least eight people and wounded a half dozen more at a Dallas area outlet mall was a 33-year-old Nazi. And why do we think that? Well, the same reasons we think that the killer, 20 years old, in Serbia was a Nazi. Because they were both wearing Nazi garb, Nazi insignias, when they committed their crimes. We will get to that. There is no danger of the Nazi party. There's great danger about them committing acts of random violence and going after people and innocent people and advancing the ideas of white supremacy and anti-Semitism, of course, and more. But they do not have an organized political party here in the United States. What they do have is a presence around the world with at least four different incidents within the last 5 days that involve Nazi violence and some Nazi confrontations with law enforcement. We will get to that. It's not all just in the United States. It's in Europe as well. Okay, meanwhile, what there is in the United States is an election. And it's interesting, there was a lot of conversation for those who paid any attention to the coronation of King Charles III, God Save the King. The coronation came with a lot of anticipation about a British election will take place where the Conservatives seem to be in trouble. That British election will be sometime in 2024, maybe even very close to the U.S. election in 2024. And concerning that U.S. election, ABC's George Stephanopoulos reported and commented on the new poll that we were just talking about, the devastating new poll for Joe Biden, from ABC News and from the Washington Post. Here's former aide to Bill Clinton, lifelong Democrat, George Stephanopoulos on ABC, clip 10.
President Biden pushing back on questions about his age from Stephanie Ruhle as he bids for re-election. Just one of the big challenges he faces now, more revealed by our brand new poll. Political Director Rick Klein here to break it down. And Rick, this poll is just brutal for President Biden.
Absolutely, George. And you talked earlier about that record low approval rating for President Biden. It's actually 6 points down just since February. And the skepticism over his leadership extends deep inside his own party. Only 36% of Democrats think that their party should nominate Joe Biden. Biden for a second term. 58% say they would support someone else or prefer someone else. That's despite the fact that the entire DNC, most of the Democratic establishment, has rallied behind President Biden. And you're seeing real weaknesses in the coalition that powered Joe Biden to the presidency back in 2020. Biden carried independents by 13 points against Donald Trump. He is now trailing Trump by 9 points among those same voters. He carried black voters by 75 points in 2020. Now he is up just 35. That may sound like a lot, but the fact of the matter is, in modern politics, that is not the kind of number that a Democrat needs to be victorious. And then, of course, that does spill over into the head-to-head matchup, the hypothetical rematch, Trump versus Biden. Right now, a 7-point edge in our poll from in Trump leading Biden.
Okay, that 7-point edge. Biden won by 4.5 points, so that's a swing of almost 12 points from 2020. Donna Brazile, a former Democratic National Chair, former Democratic leader for the Clintons and more, had this to say on the air with Stephanopoulos. Clip one.
George, I was told I could not send the poll around to after 12 midnight. I sent it out at 12:02 because it kept me up, and I thought they should wake up and look at those numbers. You know what's sobering? It's not the age. Look, I want to be 80 plus just so I can hang out with you. And let me just tell you, I'm going to have my hair, my teeth, and a bottle of wine, so come hang out with me when I'm 80.
I'm ready.
All right? And I'll even play a round of golf. But it's sobering in the sense, George, that the coalition that elected Joe Biden with the historic numbers that we saw in 2020, that coalition right now is fragmented. That should concern them. The second thing that should concern them, of course, is that they are still unable to get a real good, strong message to the American people, not just on their accomplishments, but where they want to take the country. And so while the Republicans are operating on fumes, you say there's no lane, well, there's fumes, because it's not but blue smoke and mirrors. The Democrats are operating on policies that they passed, policies that have enabled job growth. If they are unable to make this campaign from the bottom up and talk to people where they are, it's going to be a struggle.
Going to be a brutal struggle that will be tough for Joe Biden to win. And it will be tough for any other Democrat to challenge him. That's what Chris Christie said. What Chris Christie talks about is how you have two front runners here, Trump and Biden, and neither one at the moment seems to have a credible challenge. They're going to win these nominations by default. And the American people don't like it. So where do we go from here? We'll talk about it on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News update. The end of Title 42 is expected to bring a new flood of migrants to the southern border seeking to apply for asylum and legally enter the country. One southern governor says we are not ready.
I'm afraid these challenges will only get worse. And I'm afraid the federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
That's Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. White supremacy defines much of the social media postings made by Mauricio Garcia, the man who police say killed eight at a suburban Dallas mall Saturday. In Brownsville, Texas, the man accused of plowing into a group of migrants at a bus stop now faces eight manslaughter charges. Police say he's not cooperating. Twitter is going to start purging servers of inactive accounts defined as those that haven't posted for several years. No word whether that might include President Trump, who's not used Twitter since being reinstated last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
It is a horror show.
A Michael Medved show.
When he's left to his own devices.
That sounds like the voice of Bill Barr. There is an incredibly powerful editorial in the Wall Street Journal about Bill Barr and his latest comments about the horror show that Bill Barr considers his former boss, Donald J. Trump, who right now has just opened up an overwhelming, very one-sided lead over Joe Biden if they are both the candidates for their respective parties. Now, Donald Trump has no shortage of people who are challenging him. I mean, even in terms of announced candidates. There was a very big piece about Vivek Ramaswamy, who is willing to spend $100 million, which he has, to advance his campaign. He thinks that the businessman, it's going to come down to a challenge between him and Trump, because he's going to end up doing well in Iowa and then winning in New Hampshire, and that will narrow the field to him and Trump. So is that possible? Anything is possible, but part of what is not only possible, but I think increasingly likely is, we played a moment ago Donna Brazile saying on ABC how she got this poll at midnight last night, and that the poll led her to just stay up, because it showed that the coalition that had gone together to give Joe Biden a pretty overwhelming victory. I mean, Biden won by more than Obama won. Both times Obama ran, both against John McCain and against Mitt Romney. And Biden would not get that kind of vote today. And the fact that, as Donna Brazile pointed out, he had a 75-point edge last time for voters of color. This time, it's down to 35 points. He's still winning, but no Democrat can win with that, because Republicans tend to do much better among working-class white people, who are the biggest single group in the country. And Chris Christie talked about the idea that, is it too late for another Democrat to come out of hiding somewhere and to say, you know, I'm going to make this a credible race against Joe Biden? Right now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., despite the fact that he stepped into a ridiculous, unnecessary controversy by saying on the radio that his uncle, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, he was killed by the CIA, which is going to help get him the all-important nut vote, but I don't think that's enough so that he's going to be the nominee. Chris Christie talked about a credible Democrat coming in to challenge Joe Biden. Listen, this is clip two.
I would say on Biden, I do not believe there's any credible Democrat who will challenge the president. As long as the president's health is okay, I don't see any credible Democrat challenging him. We all know how hard it is to be challenging an incumbent president. And then, whether it was Gerald Ford or Jimmy Carter or George Bush 41, then you're the person who gets blamed for the general election defeat. And for young people like Newsom, like Pritzker, they don't want their lives ruined in the Democratic Party. They could see a light at the end of the tunnel 4 years from now.
And that idea that it won't be the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, I think that's probably true. It won't be the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, who's one of those people who would finance it himself. The other name that, of course, Democrats talk about a lot is Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. And the one thing that I think Chris Christie may be underestimating here is how much, particularly in the Democratic Party, the idea of supporting a female candidate for president, not Kamala, but a female candidate who would be viable for president, might have appeal to people. That might be Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. It also might be the name that won't go away, and despite the fact that she says, no, she's not interested, and she isn't acting really that much like a candidate, there is increasing talk, and it's all over the news and all over the punditocracy, about Michelle Obama. And the former First Lady, if she threw her hat into the ring, if she became a candidate, you don't think she would be a former challenger to Joe Biden? I don't think people should underestimate her. Her book is still on the bestseller list. Her new book, The Light That Carries Us. Would she be popular among Democrats as putting forward somebody who can answer the notion of being a president being frail and of failing faculties, which is people believe about Joe Biden? I mean, some of the polling data in this new ABC Washington Post poll, they point out Biden would be 82 at the beginning of the second term, and 86 at its ends. Republicans have made clear that they will raise questions about his capacities. Trump and others do so regularly. And the president himself has said voters have every right to consider his age as they think about their 2024 choice. Doubts about how well Biden would perform have risen since he ran in 2020. Today, 63%, almost two-thirds, say Biden does not have the mental sharpness to serve effectively as president. That's up from 43% in 2020 and 54% a year ago. A similar 62% say Biden is not in good enough physical health to be effective. And that brings us to our, if we can, tweet of the day. That tweet of the day next time. There is more from Chris Christie.
Chris, let me begin with you. As Rick said, you've been pondering the possibility of a presidential run. When you look at this poll, does it make you more or less likely?
It doesn't have any effect one way or the other on my thought process politically, either for myself or for anybody else. Look, I think it tells you something we already knew, which is President Biden's got problems. And his problems are twofold. It's based on the conditions people feel in the country right now, where they feel economically threatened. And it's based on his age. And I've been talking about this for a while. I mean, I think the American people look at him and they just think he's too damn old. And that's what the poll shows. On the Republican side, until there is a campaign engaged, Trump is untouchable. By definition, as you know, a candidate is untouchable until they're touched. And you see what the reaction is to being touched. And that will happen in this race. There's no question in my mind that he will be attacked directly.
Okay, and who will be doing the direct attack? Chris Christie obviously has been flirting with this idea for a long time. It's hard to imagine, unless Ron DeSantis jumps in very quickly and changes his approach, he has been on the receiving end of attacks. We will get to our tweet of the day. It has to do with Biden's capacities versus Trump's capacities. And there's more about what some of these horrible mass killings around the world have in common. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
And in a world that is as dangerous, as frightening as any time I've seen it in my lifetime, there is only one indispensable force for good in the world.
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Medved Show, Donald J. Trump, and they don't have a blue check mark because it's not Twitter. It's still Truth Social, the Trump House means of social communication. And under the red check mark, Donald J. Trump, we have what we're going to consider, even though it is what they call a truth, not a tweet. But it is a tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, what President Trump tweeted is, Americans think Trump is more mentally and physically fit for office than Biden. And they put up two different graphs from this new ABC News Washington Post poll. Who has better mental sharpness? 32% thought Joe Biden, 54% thought Donald Trump. Who is more physically fit? And this one really astonished me. I mean, there have been, in other words, in terms of physical fitness, other than the films of President Trump on the golf course, and I understand it's a form of exercise and it's a great sport and all of that, but okay. 64% think Trump is more physically fit. 33% say Joe Biden is more physically fit. By the way, apparently, it does say today in Hotline, they have a piece that coming back from the coronation in London, Jill Biden apparently has given the President of the United States an order to eat more fish and vegetables. And to consume less in carbs, which is kind of amazing because if you look at him and you find out the information from his medical records, He weighs about 165 pounds. He's not he's not packing on a lot of extra baggage there. And President Trump, but 64% of the Americans think he is more physically fit for office than Biden. As this continues, there is more about the horrifying killings over the weekend. Now, one of them may have been an accident. In Brownsville, Texas, the driver of an SUV that crashed into a crowd of people at a bus stop in Brownsville, killing eight, has been charged with manslaughter. A manslaughter means the difference between manslaughter and murder is that it wasn't intentional. So he's already been charged with the unintentional death. Authorities believe driver George Alvarez, 34, of Brownsville, lost control after running a red light Sunday morning and plowed into a crowd of Venezuelan migrants outside a migrant center. Authorities were still investigating whether the crash was intentional. There is no reason to believe that it was intentional, but that is not true at all about the other killing in Texas over the weekend. And this was near Dallas in Allen, Texas. Allen is a separate town of 100,000 people. The gunman killed at least eight people and wounded a half dozen more at a Dallas area outlet mall. He's a 33-year-old suspect who was actually brought down by a police officer who was off duty. He just happened to be at the Allen Premium Outlets, about 25 miles north of Dallas. The shooter was identified as 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia. And Garcia was killed by that police officer. There's a couple of shots who took him down. And apparently, despite the name, he is a white supremacist. And I say despite the name because obviously Mauricio Garcia is a Latino name. The federal officials are looking to whether the gunman who killed eight people at Dallas area mall, this is an AP story, expressed an interest in white supremacist ideology as they work to discern a motive for the attack. Federal agents have been reviewing social media accounts they believe were used by Mauricio Garcia. Garcia also was wearing a patch on his chest when he was killed by police. The patch read RWDS. Do you know what that stands for? Right Wing Death Squad. It is a popular patch among right-wing extremists and white supremacy groups, the official said. This, by the way, relates to the killings in Serbia. They're reporting also on the Associated Press. In Thursday's attack, a 20-year-old gunman, apparently firing at random, killed eight people and wounded 14 in two Serbian villages, authorities said, shaking a nation still grieving over another mass shooting one day earlier. Police arrested a suspect Friday after an all-night search. The shootings were an attack on the whole nation, the prime minister said. And then it goes on. While the man arrested was wearing a T-shirt with a pro-Nazi slogan. Police said the suspect, identified only by the initials UB, was arrested in Vinjista, a village 100 kilometers, 90 miles south of Belgrade. Officers searching a relative's home found a large stash of illegal weapons and ammunition. Authorities released a photo showing a young man, he's 20 years old, in a police car in a blue T-shirt with the slogan Generation 88 on it. The double digits 88 are used as shorthand for Heil Hitler. Why? Because the letter H, as in Heil Hitler, is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And then there's more on this, which is is unbelievable when you think about it. Dateline Amsterdam, the police in Amsterdam arrested 154 soccer fans for singing anti-Semitic chants on the train while on the way to a soccer match on Saturday. Well, that's a way to enhance the fun. Authorities said this was the latest in a series of bigoted public displays in the country. The police said that the supporters continued the songs and chants even after being told to stop and then were arrested on charges that included insulting a group of people because of their race, religion, or conviction. Those arrested were supporters of AZ Alkmaar, a team from a town about a 40-minute drive northwest of Amsterdam, the capital. They were going to see their team play Ajax, a club with roots in a historically Jewish area of the city. How many Jewish people did that Ajax team have on it? None. But violence, insults, and other criminal acts aren't accepted, the police said in a statement, adding that 11 fans had spent the night in jail on suspicion of destroying windows and violence toward officers. This is far from the first case of anti-Semitism in Dutch soccer, particularly directed at the Amsterdam team, Ajax. It's a stubborn problem, said Naomi Mestrom, who is the director of the Center for Information and Documentation on Israel, a Dutch organization that combats anti-Semitism. What was different about this incident, she said, was that the police had acted in the moment and made immediate arrests. This goes on. And the idea that in Netherlands, which was occupied by the Nazis, which was the home of Anne Frank, actually, Netherlands was one of the countries with the highest percentage of Jewish people who were killed during the Holocaust. The other country, of course, was Poland. Again, the idea that this would be a way that people enjoy sports today, there's still too much going on around the world of profoundly anti-Semitic nature, including a nuclear threat from Iran. We'll be talking about that with Ilan Berman and the possibility of war with the Islamic Republic. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.